Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This, you are listening to Purpose Talk Radio, and this is your host, Cindy Freeman. And today, our topic is going to be the spirit in and around each of us. And in part, that is, of course, because today is October 30th. And for many people, that means it's the day just before Halloween, All Hallows Eve, whether it's a pagan holiday, some say it's just before the Christian holiday of All Saints and then All Souls Day, whatever. And we're not here to debate that today. What we are going to be here is to talk about, as I said, the spirits in and around all of us, because there are things that exist, and you can call them whatever you will, that affect each of us every single day. Now, today the chat room will not be open, and I'm unfortunately not able to take calls. However, you can participate in a couple of other ways with us. If you are on Facebook and you go over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, which is a group over on Facebook, please feel free to post something in the post that is at the top of the page. It's pinned to the top of the page. And you can comment in there if you'd like. The other is that you can email us, and I'd be happy to pass those comments on into the chat room if you do not have access to Facebook. And that email is cindy@purposetalkradio.com, C-I-N-D-Y at purposetalkradio.com. If you are someone who is living your purpose, because every week on Fridays here at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the UK, we bring to you topics related to living purpose. Our guests are people who are living their purpose, and whatever that may mean, from someone who will soon be shoveling snow or cutting grass to someone of a multi-fortune million-dollar company. Even now, we have billion-dollar companies. It does not matter. Anybody who is living their purpose is welcome to be a guest on our show. So if you know someone who would like to do that, whether it's yourself or someone you just know, that would be wonderful. And again, you can email me at cindy@purposetalkradio.com and let me know who that might be. On the other side of that, if you have a product or service that you think will help people in achieving their purpose, I'd love to have you share that with us too, and we do have a marketing program for that. So, having said all of that, I would like to also introduce you to a group that is living their purpose as much as we can, called True Trinity. That is the folks, that group is the folks that created the theme song for Purpose Talk Radio, and the song that you just heard opening our show called I Am Who I Am. Vocalist on that, and one of the co-writers is Jillian Clark. The other two co-writers are Rachel Grace and myself, and we created that a long time ago. You know, Purpose Talk Radio has been on the air, we're going nearly 5 years now, and that is just amazing to me. It's had a couple of different hosts and co-hosts over time, but it continues to be here once a week for you. If you're interested also in being a co-host on this show or having a show of your own perhaps some other day during the week that might pertain to living purpose or news. I would love to talk to you about that as well. We are looking for a couple of ways to expand Purpose Talk Radio at this time. And that might be one of them, is to put on some additional shows during the week. You can find me directly in any number of ways. It would be through the Purpose Talk Radio Facebook page, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, Cindy Freeman on Facebook. I also do have several Facebook pages as well as some websites. There's a couple of them, like I said. First would be Cindy Freeman, writer, editor, proofreader. One would be social media coach and consultant. One is True Visions Media. And, of course, we also have True Trinity. I'm also setting up soon the one called True Visions Travel. And that is just up the road on that one as well. I tend to wear a whole lot of hats. And it's kind of fun. It keeps me busy. Keeps me out of trouble. Or in trouble. Depends how you want to look at that. But either way, it's a great time. And I do truly enjoy what I do. Especially bringing this show to everyone. So let's get on with the topic. Now, like I said, we are not here to discuss whether there are ghosts, gremlins, Halloween characters, whether it's pagan or not pagan, or whether it's Christian or not Christian. That doesn't matter. I'm sure we have all at some point in our life experienced a time when, well, you know, you're doing something and you just feel that brush against you, or you sense someone's in the room or watching you. You know what? That is one of those spirits that can be around you. And, you know, we don't know if that's angels, devils, spirits, someone on the other side, someone on this side, someone thinking of you. There's any number of, legends and beliefs about that. And so, the reality is, I don't think it really matters what it actually is. Just know that someone, something is there with you, keeping an eye on you. And don't let it be scary. The ones that I think we need to really watch out for, though, are those spirits that have been ingrained inside of us because of what someone else has told us over time. The ones that say, you're not good enough, you can't do that. Oh, what are you thinking? Into our head, be accepted and come out of our mouth when we are in doubt about what's happening, when we have an idea of what our purpose might be. Then that little voice creeps up and goes, what on earth? What makes you think you can do something like that? Those are the spirits we really need to watch out for. Those are the ones that tend to pull us down, keep us in a rut, make us not go for that dream that we might have, and therefore keep us from living our purpose. All here for a reason. We don't always have that clearly in our mind. Wouldn't it be great if we all did? But instead, there are times when we have this little inkling that we're supposed to be doing something different. Sometimes it pops right in our head. It's like, yeah, I know that's what it is. And other times it's like, gee whiz, I just feel like there's something out there for me. You don't know what it is. And those times when that pops in your head and you know what it is, and then that other voice, that other sense says, come on, who are you kidding? That drags us down. Those are the ones that we need to convert somehow to something better. When that voice, when that spirit sneaks up on you, you know, just flick it off your shoulder, knock it to the ground, tell it, no way are you going to dissuade me from what I, dissuade you from what I am supposed to be doing. Because I know this is right. All the signs, all the symbols are there. I am going in the right direction. Everything's happening easily for me. I've meditated, I've prayed, I've taken the time to investigate it. I know exactly what it means. And you cannot keep me from my purpose. Just knock it off the shoulder. Otherwise, it's going to keep whispering in your ear. You know, I have that voice that shows up pretty often. That's how I can talk about it. Yeah. That voice some morning shows up where I say, okay, I'm off to school. And that little voice says, what on earth are you thinking? You know, you are 50 years old. You already had a career. Why are you trying for something else? And, you know, even more so, why are you trying to do a career that just is not seeming to work so well for you? Yeah, when that happens, when though that voice sneaks in on that, that's what I've got to say. Go jump in a lake. Go jump in a lake and get away from me. Go bother somebody else. Go bother somebody that's not as strong as I am. Go bother somebody who, you know, just can tolerate your noise. Doesn't know any better, maybe. That's the person. That's the person you need to go bug. Not me. Because I don't want to hear it. I'm way beyond that. I am who I am. And that's who I'm going to be. I am walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. So you can just go away. There are those other spirits that show up, that egg us on, that give that I double dog dare you kind of attitude. And sometimes even they will chase you off in the wrong direction. Even sometimes those will mislead you. They'll give you the confidence that you need. At least this has happened to me, that it gives me the confidence I need, only to discover I'm just not totally there yet with some of my skills, or just not totally there yet with something I'm doing or not doing. You know, that's one of the things that kind of happened this week for me. You know, I have been trying to be a sign language interpreter. I've been going to school and going on and on and on. And for this semester, I knew that it was very possible that I was going to be changing careers and not going that direction. Because something just is not sticking in my head. Gotten good compliments from a mentor. I've felt good when I've done things. And yet I have struggled when it comes to a test. My grade's just not where I want it to be when I test. So the question with that, I have to ask myself, what will happen when I'm in front of a person that really needs me to interpret the information, that really needs me to be on? When there is a life test, am I going to fall apart? Or am I going to be able to follow that dream and do it? There's a friend of mine named Janice Danfield who has this song called if I were brave. And there's two lines, two specific areas that I would like to quote out for you. And it's, what if we're all meant to do it with secretly dream? What would you ask if you knew you could have anything? Like a mighty oak sleeps in the heart of a seed are the miracles in you and me. And then there is the other side. If I refuse to listen to that voice of fear, would the voice of courage whisper in my ear? So find that spirit of courage, not the one that's just going to egg you on. Not the one that's going to knock you in the water. The voice of courage, that spirit of courage that reaches out to you and says, yes, you can do it. Yes, you have prepared for this point and this moment in time. And yes, because of all of that, you are ready to step out. You are ready to take a chance and do what is yours to do. Is how do you find that spirit within you when all the other things around you are not wanting to coincide with that memory, that thought? Gets to be a little bit of a tough question. And we all have it. It all comes up. All kinds of spirits come up every single day. And I'd like to challenge you that in the next 72 hours, you look at each one of those different quote-unquote spirits that come into your life. The things that make you happy, sad, challenge you. Things that make you angry, excited, elated, give you that adrenaline rush, whether it be something positive or not so positive. Those things that really get you motivated and moving. That's the adrenaline rush. Those things that make you tired and drain you. Those things that give you energy. The things that the spirit of, well, just being alive and gratitude. And the spirit of, I don't care. See, I think through every day we experience many of those kind of spirits. And we need to just look around and figure out when is it time to pick up that spirit and when is it time to send it packing. Which one of those will benefit us, excuse me, within a given day? You know, there are times when sorrow and grief and sadness actually are a benefit. You know, when someone's passed away, the spirit of sorrow shows up because we miss a friend. We miss a family member. However, if that spirit hangs around and 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 keeps us from creating new relationships, then that spirit is not wanted any longer. We need to dump it. We need to say, you are gone. Thank you for your service to this point. And now it is time for you to retire. Go find somebody else. At the same time, if we are always on a high, sometimes that can take a lot of energy. And we can have people around us looking, going, what is with you? How come you are constantly so happy? Well, it'd be nice if we really could do that. But you know, I think our friends and our not so many friends will try to drag that down. So we want to just be even in our emotions sometimes. So that high, happy spirit, yeah, you can say hi. Thank you. Glad you're here today. Just, you know, keep me active. Keep me going. I feel you. Thank you. Now just stay just a little bit hidden so nobody thinks I'm a kook moving forward in what I need to be. Yeah, those are cool spirits. But again, like the ones of sadness and grief, we can't stay on that forever. Someone once said to me, and I've heard it probably more than once, you know, it's kind of hard to experience the highs if you never know what the lows feel like. And conversely, it's difficult to really feel and process the lows if we never know what the highs feel like. So we do want them both in our life. We want the spirits to come around and say, hey, I'm here for the moment. I will serve you as need be. And when we're done, I'm going to walk away and I'm going to go find somebody else. That is what we really want in life. And it doesn't always happen. Sometimes I hang around just a bit too long. And then what do? You know, we sit down and we get exhausted. Or we sit down and we pray and meditate. Go, okay, I'm going to figure out what's really happening here and who's really in charge. Those are the times that life is really grand, when you can figure out what you really need in life and who you really are. You know, this is the time of year when many people take the opportunity to dress as someone else. And I think why we do that is somewhat looking up to that person on some level. That thing, person, that something that you might just enjoy. You know, we come up with president's costumes, cartoon characters, you know, the Supermans, the Batmans, the Save Us All characters. Then there's the other side. Folks want to be, you know, devils and crawly things and monsters and dinosaurs. I wonder which side dinosaurs falls on. Anyway, you know, we find things that we want to be like, that we want to dress up and portray in the moment. And sometimes we do that to become, to emulate, to just see what it feels like, get away from who we are. Get out of our own skin to become someone else's. Because you just never know what that's really going to mean, what it will lead to. So what I tend to do is, like I said, take a look at that and go, now what do I really want to have happening for myself? Am I that character simply because it's fun? Or am I that character for some other reason? To get away from other life and what's happening there? Which is it? We just don't really know, do we? So, you know, (clears throat) what we want to do sometimes is run away and hide from our own life. And that's why we dress in the, as those characters, and we become those characters. And so we hang on. And sorry about that. Have to recall into the studio because at the moment it's only the phone line. Anyway, so what we would like to do is, like you say, be that character. And for a short period of time, we can act that. We can dress, we can talk like, we can act like someone or something else. And I think that's what makes Halloween fun for a lot of people. That's what makes Mardi Gras fun for a lot of people. They can put on a mask and hide behind it. Because it seems like other times of the year, if we do such a thing, if we hide behind the mask, someone's going to call us out during Halloween and Mardi Gras and some other occasions during the year. If we hide behind a mask, it's okay. And no one seems to call us out and say, hey, what are you doing? How can you be that way? That's not you. And we're allowed to be. And not worry about those kinds of comments. Did you ever think of that? That is pretty much what Halloween really is about. For those of us that just enjoy the fun. I'm not a real big Halloween person. I'm not into the ghost goblins, creepy little things coming up out of the ground and all of that. However, I have become a little more comfortable with it over the years. As I understand, we are all, as human beings, as living things, and as non-living things, we are all energy, and we are intertwined in some way, shape, or form. And so, because we're intertwined, we are able to relate to each other. Sometimes well, and sometimes not so well. But it is relational. So, you know, there isn't a lot that I have to say on this topic. It's just finding the right spirits to connect with. Whether living, whether seen, whether not seen, whether just felt, whether we have to pull them out of our brain and out of our heart, out of our gut, to find the right combination that will get us to serving and becoming purpose. And to strategically and on purpose find those things. Because they're there. There's no doubt about it. And sometimes in relationships, we need to look back at things and to give it a little review and say, what on earth connected me to that person some 15 years ago, 20, 30 years ago, even a year ago? And how does that relate to what and who I am now? I had a discussion with one of my classmates recently about relationships and friendships and how they can come and they can go very unexpectedly sometimes. And that it doesn't necessarily mean that we've done something wrong. It doesn't mean that the relationship wasn't important for the time that it was there. That energy spirit between myself and another person was important in the days that it took the forefront. And in the days that maybe it wanes a little bit, mean that that relationship was any less important. Or even in the moment that it's any less important. Sometimes it just means that, hey, we don't have to be connected at the hip to be connected. We don't have to talk every day on the phone to know that that friendship is strong. We don't have to do everything together to know that that relationship is going to continue. You know, sometimes in relationships, we have to give the other person space in order for the relationship to stay healthy. We can't be there 24/7. It just does not work. Because when that happens, a spirit of jealousy, of irritation, a spirit of, man, I'm tired of you, can creep in. Instead, what we need to keep going and keep finding is that spirit of, hey, I really do want to be with you. Hey, I miss you when you're not right by my side. You know what? We haven't done whatever in a while. Why don't we go do that? Those are the cool spirits that get wrapped around in our lives and in relationships. Those are the ones we need to cultivate and keep moving. You ever think of it that way? Funny part is, I didn't either until I heard it come out of my mouth. Anyway, like I said before, if you have comments, please feel free to go to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group in Facebook, on Facebook, and put your comments or send them off in an email, because we can't get into the chat room and we cannot take callers today. Anyway, I think this topic is pretty much coming to a close. And I always like leaving my guests with those who are listening, with an affirmation. And I am not sure what that affirmation should be today. I thought it should be something spirit-related. And I'm thinking in the moment that it should be, I am connected to the spirits that are supposed to be guiding me in a positive way to my purpose. Because even those that in the moment seem negative, they really can be positive. And those are the ones that you want to keep around to my life that will keep me moving forward in a positive way toward my purpose. So, again, we do broadcast every Friday. I am looking for some more guests to come on the show. In 2 weeks, we will have Jeff Akins Hannah on our show, otherwise known as Bubble Wonders. The week after that, we will have Christabel kicking off her international of her magazine. I don't know how much further after that we'll go. Next week, I think the topic will be how to be a door instead of a doormat. So again, if you want to call, or get a hold of me, do so at cindy@purposetalkradio.com. C-I-N-D-Y at purposetalkradio.com. Whether you want to be a guest or have an idea for me or anything, any way of living purpose, please feel free to do that. And so, having said all of that, again, our theme song is called I Am Who I Am. One of the things, one of the pages I did not mention was Positive News Media, because I think that life is filled with too much tragedy, drama, and gloom, and that we need to hear more positive things in the world. And that's why I say, you know, you've got both kinds of spirits always in and around you. And you choose what you do with them. You choose how you greet them, how you accept them, and where they really are in your life. So I'm going to play two songs. The first would be the Positive News theme song, as we continue to always celebrate positive news. You can find that site at positivenews.org, positivenewsmedia.org. You can find this show at positivenewsradio.com. And I think having said all of that, again, our main theme song is called I Am Who I Am. It is by the group True Trinity. You can find them at TRUETRINITY.com. They have that song, our theme song, as well as Be the Difference for sale there. So having said all of that, folks, I wish you all until next week, soul blessings, and thank you for listening.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
Thank you.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.